The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 4, bonus episode.
Bonus.
You guys may know what bonus episode means since we did a bonus episode last season. But if you didn't watch that episode, we are not the only ones in the studio again. We have a guest.
We do.
It's me.
This is Allie.
Everyone meet Allie.
So Riley has been begging me to come on this podcast since it started, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. I've been begging Riley to come on this podcast since it started, like, 2 years ago, and she finally let me.
Since we first made the announcement, Allie's like, I want to be on this. Like, and how am I getting here on?
I just feel like I have a lot to say. Like, I feel like I'm just a fun little addition to the end of your season, and I'm so excited to be here.
I think the funny part about this is that I have known Allie for about 2 minutes. like, literally, she walked in here, sat, and we pressed record.
And I feel like we're already such good friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've known you for more than 2 minutes.
I know. You never know, right? It's crazy.
Well,
I've known Allie, though, for a little bit longer.
This is what I was about to ask. Yeah. How did you guys meet? How long have you known? Yeah.
When was our first interaction?
Our first interaction.
Was it Dallas Smith?
No. Our first interaction was at the Moose on Granville.
Oh, yeah.
With Jazz.
Yes.
Candace.
And that's when you came back to my apartment because you had to pee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would have been...
It was COVID.
That was like, 2021, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I moved back to Mission in 2022, and that was the Dallas Smith concert.
That was the Dallas Smith concert.
So, yeah, give or take 2021, 2022. I guess
we've only been friends for like 4 years.
And it's just been fantastic the whole time.
Yeah, it's been it's been great.
It's the best friendship ever.
But I met Allie through my best friend, Jazz, and that is her aunt.
My aunt.
Oh, yeah. I feel like all of your friends somehow are somewhat connected.
They are.
Yeah, and now the girl who does Riley's nails, Haley, I've known since she was born. She's my little sister's best friend.
Yes.
And now they're friends, and they go out, and...
And I've met Haley, and she's super nice.
Yeah, like, I feel like everybody is just... As soon as you become, like, friends in this family, everybody
you're
is friends with you.
Family.
Yeah, like, you know too much. There's too many secrets. We've all seen each other at our just prime. So, yeah, there's no going back.
Oh, I wish I could have seen Riley at her prime.
She's still in it. What do you mean?
She's in her prime.
She's still in it. I feel like every story just gets better and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're in our prime.
So,
but that was the first time.
Yeah.
And then we met at Dallas Smith.
And... Yeah, so my first, like, okay, the first proper introduction with Rye was the Moose, I guess.
But it wasn't really, I was quiet, you were,
yeah,
like,
our true selves, I feel like. But the first time that we met properly, again, was Dallas Smith, and Riley showed up, she came in hot. First of all, she was late, because I think Jasmine made you... Or no, you made Jasmine drive you somewhere to like a pre-party.
I had to go to a birthday party first.
Yeah. So we're in line to get into the doors for Dallas Smith, and Riley comes in full guns a-blazing. We had got her something to eat because she hadn't eaten anything. So she has to like down this sandwich and give or take 2 minutes.
It was a BLT, and people were cheering me on.
I know. So that was my first introduction to Riley. I'm like, who is this character? And... Did I ever think that we'd be here? Probably not, because I'm not going to lie, she annoyed me. She really annoyed me. No, you knew this, though, because that same night, she ended up staying at my place, and she came in at like 2 a.m. and wanted to order a pizza. And I was like, okay, first of all, I'm sleeping. I'm hearing, like, knocks
Jasmine,
on the door.
Jasmine
she dropped
me off.
She dropped you off.
And she says, go in.
No, I know. I had no warning. I didn't know this was happening. So it's the middle of this, like, my sleep, and this person is knocking on the door, and she's like, let's order pizza. I'm like, I don't know who you think you are, but we're going to bed.
Well, anyways, I ordered the pizza, and Jazz stole the pizza from me.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even get any.
I didn't even get the pizza.
No.
I didn't know the address, so I called Jazz, yeah. And Jazz told the guy to come to where she was, because Jazz continued her evening.
Yeah.
And Jazz was like, oh, no, come to this address instead.
And I'm stuck with Riley, who I've maybe met for, like, 30 seconds previously, and then we did have the concert together, yeah. But, like, there was a couple people there, so it was just Ryan and I. That was the start of our very wholesome friendship.
Riley definitely knows how to make a first impression.
She sure does.
But then Allie came to Toronto.
Yes.
And Allie texts me and she's like, hey, weirdo. I still remember the text.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Come to Toronto with Jazz?
I feel like that was definitely a text drafted by Jazz, because I don't know if I would have said, hey, weirdo.
But you did.
I did, I guess.
This was before Taylor Swift.
Yeah, this was
Allie and I have had many adventures. Yeah, we after have. Toronto.
Riley is always the friend who I know if I want to do something, she's in.
Oh,
like,
yeah, she's always
I know,
down.
I'm like, hey, do you want to fly halfway across the world for this? She's like, yeah, when do you want to book it?
Yeah.
Like, I know we I've got
at,
a friend.
We were at the PWHL game on Saturday, and Riley was like, when does Toronto play Montreal? Because we have to go. And so we pulled out the schedule, and the night that Montreal is in Toronto is the night before we fly out to Vancouver for our Vancouver premiere.
Okay.
And then she was like, okay, wait, what about when Toronto's in Montreal? And it just so happened that they're in Montreal the weekend of my birthday in March. And Riley's already looking at flights. She's already pulled up WestJet, and she's like, oh, $130 at 9 a.m. on the Friday of March. And I'm like, can you, like, this is in between Vancouver and Collingwood. Like, the weekend in between.
There's no chill. Like, the second you mention something, Riley's like, I'm looking at flights. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a flight this day. We can book it right now.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, my gosh, they're in Montreal this weekend. Pulls up WestJet. Like, is already looking at flights. She's probably already looking at hotels. I was like, Riley, I don't think this is feasible. We got trips, like, the weekend before and the weekend after.
You can always make it work. Yeah. You can always make it work.
She can always make it work. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So then I came to Toronto, and
We hit it off.
Yeah, we did. I feel like we got along better than, you know, you and Jazz. I feel like it was, like, you and I versus Jazz
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, I think it was.
But it was perfect. It was, yeah, that was a trip. We took Riley to the strippers for the first time. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was a lot for me.
That was a lot for you.
I got in trouble.
Riley got in trouble because she had her phone out.
You're not allowed.
Well,
I didn't know.
No
have
one told
you
me.
Have you ever been? Oh, nope. Guess where we're going tonight, Emma?
No. I'm okay, actually. I think I'll pass.
Yeah, you can't have your phone out. Riley did learn that lesson, but we did that. We also stood on all opposite blocks of the street and tried to find our way home because we were all pointing in opposite directions.
This is at, you know, Portland and King.
We were right
outside.
So
it's like Miniso and Aho.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, that's just what happens after you've had a night out and nobody knows how to get home. But
well, call him. There was one time when Riley and I went out and she was trying to order an Uber, and I was like, Riley, do you need help or something? I forget what this like, how it got into this, but I was like, okay, you need to call an Uber, Riley, so you can go home. And Riley hands me her phone, and she's like, well, call him.
Oh, no.
And I get Riley into her Uber. Like, I open the door, she gets in, I close the door, and as I'm closing the door, Riley goes, love you, but I'm already mid-shutting the door, so it already closed. So then I open the door again, I go, love you, close the door, and off she goes.
Oh, my Lord. And Riley doesn't really use that word, so no. That was heartfelt. You had to stay for that moment.
Actually, you said love you the night before you ordered the four pizzas. Yes.
See, that's how you know that yeah. She probably should have never ordered those pizzas. You heard the love you.
Well,
you're
and
like, oh,
I got
no.
stuck in the elevator.
Yes, she
oh,
did.
Oh, well, it was life or death at that point. Yeah. Like, you didn't know if you were getting out of this scenario.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
The elevator wouldn't open on my floor. And the next day, Emma and I were in the elevator, and we were talking to this girl, mm-hmm. and she was also stuck in the same elevator at a different time the night before.
They figure out what the problem was?
I don't know, but I'm not getting back into that elevator. There's always
issues with your elevators. Do you remember the one time I came over, and I left, and I was waiting for the elevator to go home, and I was literally waiting in the hallway for half an hour, and by the time an elevator finally came, like, you and your mom were ready to leave. Like, I was leaving 30 minutes before you and your mom were leaving for brunch or whatever. And then by the time an elevator finally came, you guys were leaving too.
They're so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, the last, like, day, I've had luck. It's come pretty quick. But I did actually...
You also did arrive at 1 o'clock I did arrive
at... It was 12:30. It wasn't quite 1.
No, my alarm was 12:20.
Yeah, and then I got there like 10 minutes after that, did I not? I don't know.
I was like 20.
I don't count the time. After it's midnight, it's just all the same.
And then I had to go to internship where...
Yeah.
This was this time.
This was this time. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I guess the first time Riley and I actually became good friends was in Toronto.
And Allie, she did something to me that trip.
What did I do?
She told me everything was going to be okay.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about this. This is what I said yesterday. I have to share my favorite Riley moment, and I've actually had so many. But we were in the distillery district, and for anyone who knows Riley, you obviously know this woman, first of all, has anxiety about public bathrooms.
Yes.
But also has the worst stomach problems out of anyone I know.
Yes.
Which is fun when you take her to Taco Bell in the States, but that's another story. And so we were in, what were we in? Like, there's a brewery in the distillery.
Not Mill Street. Yeah, is it Mill Street Brewery?
Mill Street Brewery.
And poor Rye is just not having a good time with her stomach, but that's nothing new.
Did you have a hot dog before this?
No.
I think it was just a long weekend. It was like the very end of the trip.
It was the last day.
And we went to this brewery, and Rye's stomach is acting up, and she's like, I need to use the bathroom. And I'm like, Riley, I know public bathrooms are scary. I'm like, but it's going to be fine. I already sussed out the bathroom situation before, and it was like the individual stalls. So I'm like, you're fine. You have nothing to worry about. There's nobody next to you. It's all going to be okay. So Riley's like, okay. Like, she's feeling safe, bold enough. She's like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. We're encouraging her. She's gone. And like 5 minutes later, we get a text, and she's like, Allie, this is not okay. There's no flush. There is no way to flush the toilet. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine because you can just take the back off of the lid and you can lift the thing up. She's like, it's an electric toilet. Like, there's no way to even do that. So Riley's just not coming out of the bathroom at this point. I think she's like, this is where I die. I'm never leaving this situation. Jazz and I are sitting at the table and we're dying because I promised Riley she was going to be okay. And she was not okay. Nothing about this situation was okay.
Oh, no.
There was toilet paper, I think, right?
Yeah, like, there was toilet paper.
But That's what I thought you were going to say. Was there no toilet paper?
There was just no way to flush the toilet. And poor Rye, yeah. So that's my favorite story because I hyped her up. I'm like, it's fine. You got this. She's facing her fears. She's using a public bathroom.
So did you have to go, like, tell a...
No. I think we left. I think we got the bills and we just peaced out of there.
Yeah, because I was sitting at the table all stressed out the whole time. And I was like, they're going to know it was me. They're going to know it was me. And
you guys were like... How would they know? They would never know. She's just like giving herself this mad anxiety fit over the bathroom. And we're like, let's just get out of here. They'll never know.
That's so funny.
Their fault for having electric toilets.
Like, I've never even heard of an electric toilet.
It's like, it's an electric flush. So
it goes on its own?
No, it's like there's still a button, there's still like a handle, but it's all automated. So like traditional toilet, you can just pull the thing off the back and pull the thing up.
But there's no thing.
There's nothing. There's no thing for it.
Interesting.
Yeah, sorry.
So that's where we were.
Sorry. So that was like, that's
like
when
the
our...
the flush was broken.
Oh, yeah. It was broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had it in my hand, the flush.
I know.
I sent a video. I'm like, Allie, you said it was going to be okay.
You said it was going to be fine. And that phrase has actually been trademarked through the rest of our friendship. Because now when I tell Riley it's going to be okay, she doesn't believe me for a second. It's not going to be okay.
It's not going to be okay.
No.
No.
I fooled her once. And since then, it's just.
Don't fool me twice.
No. She's never tried.
Surprisingly, you have used public washrooms after that, though. I've been with you when you've used a public washroom.
When I turn on my music because I don't want to pee in the
sink. Yes,
I have to. Emma and I will go in the bathroom here and it's so uncomfortable and I'll have to play music.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to hear her peeing.
And you said the first time you guys met, she came to your apartment to pee. Did she have to play Barrel Racing Land? What is that song?
Barrel Racer Land. Oh my God. I hate that song.
She always plays that song when she goes to
the
bathroom.
That's your pee song?
Yes.
That's what you want to listen to?
Yeah.
You know what? I just go on TikTok on my phone really loud. Like, I feel like that's a little bit less awkward than all of a sudden just playing music in the bathroom. Like, I feel
butter.
No, 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 no.
$100 off profit, of course.
Brutal. Well,
brutal.
Good song.
Great song. Yeah. Well, did you have anything you wanted to talk about, or are we just yapping?
We're just yapping.
Well, Ali, you had a wide list of things you wanted to talk about.
I had, like, two things.
This is the Conflicted Chaos episode that...
that just.
Well, Ali said she was coming on a podcast like she was going on Giggly
Squad.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that if I'm going to come and talk, I'm going to pretend that you guys are famous. Like, that's the only way to do it.
We are famous.
It's manifesting.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I'm treating
this. We had one TikTok get, like, 83,000 views.
That one, the media production one, is still getting so many likes. It's at, like, over 40,000 views now. Amazing. Every time I go on our TikTok, there's, like, 100-plus likes, which is weird because we posted that, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No way.
And you think that trend is, like, long gone.
Which
but
one
it's
was
still
it?
Here.
It's like the one where we're media production students. We always are filming on campus or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we're,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're media production students.
We're losers.
Lose our minds. Oh. We lose our minds when we have to write any kind of academic essay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We filmed it in here.
We did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and then we went to the hot dog man. And I was in my hot dog
the
costume.
One that you just showed.
Yeah, and I was like, we're media production students. No one's going to question if you're walking around in a hot dog
of
costume.
Of course you pointed it out to me.
Yeah, but you've never had a hot dog from there.
I know, but that's going to happen.
So
that's on our graduation bucket list.
We've made a graduation bucket list.
Okay,
we
tell
have
me more.
What have else? A pull out the bucket list.
I want to see it.
Number one on the list actually is make chili cheese dogs.
Oh.
We talked about this last season.
Oh my
there
goodness.
Has been like this TikTok trend, at least on my For You page, with
not
people
online.
Making and eating these absolutely delicious looking chili cheese dogs. And
sounds
I have
amazing.
Never had one, but they look so delectable, and I'd need to eat one in
okay,
my life.
Fair.
Yeah,
I feel like that's something that you could easily accomplish.
Exactly.
Also, Dairy Queen, weird enough, has a really good chili cheese dog.
Oh,
what?
Know.
I know. That's crazy.
I don't think I've ever had Dairy Queen food. Obviously, I've had a Blizzard, but I don't think I've ever had their food.
I've only ever had a chili cheese dog from there. It has now become like this thing in my relationship where I tell my boyfriend I really want a chili cheese dog from Dairy Queen. He has never taken me because he thinks it's disgusting. But I'm not kidding. Like, they're actually so good. And so whether you make one or is there Dairy Queen in Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Try it.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen one, but there probably is.
Give it a whirl. Let
maybe
me know
maybe we
how.
Add that to the bucket list.
Maybe get Rye some Pepto for after that.
Yeah.
Because and take her home.
Yeah.
No public bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
Just never, like she makes me do at Taco
okay.
Bell.
Yeah. I mean, you got
to
try it.
I've never been to Taco Bell.
Oh,
no.
My goodness.
That, I've only been to Taco Bell with you.
Okay.
That was before
that
Kelsey Ballerini. The first time was before Kelsey Ballerini.
Did we not go before we went to Riley Green?
But we went to Kelsey Ballerini first.
So I've taken you twice.
You've taken
that's
me twice.
That's very on brand. We need to take you to Taco Bell.
I need to go to Taco Bell. I want
to
try.
You have to go in the States.
It's way better in the States.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of like American chains are better in the States.
Yeah,
just
like
naturally.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that.
Yeah, I haven't tried it here, but
I
wanted to this weekend.
I have. It is good here, but it obviously is better in the
it's
States.
It's because they have all those illegal products that they put into their food that we can't have here. So.
Next on the list is, well, these go hand in hand. Go back to the Leslieville market and go back to the two-headed dog.
Yes.
The two-headed dog
where is
this?
It's by the beaches. I don't think we've been that far.
Bar, restaurant.
It's
store.
It's a dive bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like everyone in there is
like
there's
disease
stuff going on
the table.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I had a grilled cheese there.
Oh, scary.
It was probably one of the best grilled cheeses I've ever had.
Really?
It was so processed and just so
except it had an extra
greasy.
Layer.
Got those Kraft singles.
Yeah, it had an extra layer of bread, which it didn't need.
No. You should ask for it off next time.
Yeah.
Probably
I just need the one right, like it was like a Big
just
Mac.
Just a classic.
You know?
Yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Actually, I forgot about this. I got a soup that day, and it took forever for me to get this
it's
soup.
My grilled cheese came so quick. Emma's soup took
all they have to
40
do is,
minutes.
It was the soup of the day, too. So, like, you think they make the soup.
They would just, like, have it
to...
in a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took, like, an hour for me to get the soup, and Riley's grilled cheese came out in, like, 10 minutes.
They were
and
probably never expecting anybody to order a bowl of soup from
no,
that place.
No, probably not.
They probably had to go to the store and find some
yeah,
soup.
Honestly.
They're like, who is
we're gonna
here
get this
ordering
soup?
Like,
actually,
get
the
a
menu
beer.
Was ginormous.
The menu
was
was huge.
Oh. Yeah.
Two-headed dog.
Two-headed dog.
Okay.
We have some iconic photos on Riley's digital cam from this.
Oh, okay.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Post them in when you post this. Just include them at the end.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And the Leslieville Market is the Sunday farmer's market that happens every Sunday in Leslieville. Go back to Penny's. We went to Penny's, which is a restaurant that we had been wanting to go to for a long time. And it's
so good and so cheap.
Yes. What kind of food?
It's like burgers. Sliders. It's sliders.
Tater tots.
Okay. But like they do like $2 PBRs and stuff on happy hour.
Amazing.
Very and cheap. $2 hot dogs on Fridays.
That's today.
Today's Friday.
Today is Friday. Yeah.
Guess where we're going after this?
After Soto Soto.
Yes. After our really nice, expensive Italian dinner, we'll go get our $2 PBRs. Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
We also have here Make Friends.
I don't know how you're going to do that in the next couple months. Like, you have to play the long game. That's long gone.
Riley and I joke all the time because, especially this past year working on a documentary, Riley and I have spent all of our time together, just the two of us. Like, whether we're working on our documentary or working on our podcast or whatever, we're always together. So when it came down to when we had our wrap party for our documentary and we were trying to find people to invite other than our crew, we were kind of stumped on who we were going to invite. We kind of had a realization that, like, we don't really have that many other friends in school. Yeah. Like, we have, like friends, but not, like, close like we are.
Well, now I've made friends with Haley.
Yeah, okay, that's friend.
There you go.
Yeah, that's Haley came to our rap party.
Right.
But she wasn't a question, though. I told her about it. I'm like, you're going to come.
Yeah.
And I didn't really give her a choice.
Well, like, all of our friends, like, I have a lot of friends, work friends, a lot of friends back in Collingwood, but I feel like just within our program,
how are we going to do this? What's the approach here?
We got to put ourselves out there. Maybe when we go to the hot dog stand.
And I'm in my hot dog costume, I can be like, we want friends!
Yeah, just hold up, like, a sign that says, ready to make friends.
Yeah.
What else? Let me know how that works.
Meet Joe Jonas.
Okay, what is this man doing in this city? Yes. I've been seeing him all over the place.
Where was he recently? He went to
Hemingway's
for the trivia.
They went to Camp Rock trivia.
Yeah, but I saw him out for breakfast somewhere.
Yeah, what are they doing?
In a TikTok?
He was out for breakfast in Ossington.
It looked like similar to where we had been. I didn't know if it was the same
place. No, it wasn't. It was the Greek place. It was a couple doors down. Oh, I took Marnie there 2 days after. Yeah. And I'm like,
we walked past it.
We had espresso martinis there. And I'm like, Joe Jonas sat right there.
Oh my God.
And she's like, oh, we're basically the same place.
Like, I kind of want to find him. I feel like he's somewhere around here.
Yeah.
Well, he was in my backyard.
Was he? Riley, you live in an apartment. Yeah, but you don't have a backyard.
The version of my backyard.
The lake?
Cherry's High Dive. He was there.
So I love Cherry's
What was
High
that?
Dive.
What's that?
It's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Near the well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. There's a new Mexican. What, Blanco Cucina?
Oh, Haley's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
But they have a coconut chili margarita. And I'm eager to try it. I think it's going to be good.
Hmm.
Sounds interesting.
That's where Haley was when she didn't come to Sweaty Betty's.
Oh.
Because she doesn't leave that place. She's been there every day since it opened. It's okay.
Sweaty
I respect
Betty's was
it.
A vibe. It was fun.
But if you need nails, call Haley.
Yeah. She does a great job. Shout out Polished by Hales. If you are in the Toronto area and you want your natural nails to grow nice and long, go see Haley.
Also files them down. Really short, too, for you.
Yeah, because otherwise Riley will rip her nails off.
Have you found that you're not biting your nails anymore now that you've started getting them done?
Well, I did have to say, Riley, stop biting your nails.
Give or take 30 minutes ago. I don't know if it's the nail necessarily, maybe the skin around
it.
It was the
skin, yeah.
Which is even worse.
Gosh.
Like,
I love a little nibble.
Shut up.
Do you have any final remarks?
Not that I can think of.
Was this everything that you would imagine?
She's speechless?
It was?
No, you don't understand. I could probably go on for hours, but nobody needs to hear that.
Listen,
me
and Riley are D1 yappers.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
I'm so glad that after 2 years of Riley's begging, I finally showed up.
Yeah, thank God.
You are so
she's
welcome.
She's on her third time in Toronto?
Yes. Canceled concert, but it's fine.
But
we're going to make the most of it.
Making the most of it. You're going to Niagara tomorrow?
We might.
Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe.
Nice.
Might rent a car. Very drive nice. There. I don't know.
Very nice. Don't let Riley drive.
No. We know better. Hey. We know better.
Hey, I am going to be driving in Calgary. I was the shuttle driver at Toyota.
Were you?
Yes. I drive people all around. People have some really nice conversations.
Oh, that's okay, good. I'll read the reviews. That's awesome.
Don't make a face. Hey, I only got 2 bad reviews.
Only two.
Only two.
And those were from phone calls, not from...
Okay, so you can drive a shuttle, you just can't talk on the phone.
Yeah.
That's great that you have a podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well...
On that note, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, Allie.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Wait.
Bye. Wee.